Know you see the vibe. When we land, she gon' drip like a couple times. She said, can you say it in Spanish? I said, babe, you know I'm disrespectful. Que lo que yo quiero tu cuerpo. Shawty gon' drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like.
Yeah, that's...
That's a real wannabe, a dinosaur, a real wannabe stuck in 1963, and he wasn't even born then.
It's about to be Roe versus you.
It's cool. I've been biting that rail all day, just loaded.
This is about to be Real versus you. This
nigga Real want to be stuck in the 60s. Nigga, you wasn't even born in the 60s, nigga.
Wait, so is that what the problem is?
Yeah.
Is that what we're dealing with here?
Let me tell you because Real, look, me and Real, we've been in the game together for 20 years. That's my partner. So I could talk about shit, because I tell it to him. We always debate on the blade and talk. I'm different. Me and Real different. We like night and day, but that's my nigga. But I always tell that nigga, bro, you stuck in the 60s, bro. You a dinosaur pimp. You got to catch up with the times, dog. That nigga said earlier, he interviewed every bitch the same. I'm like, so you going to interview the bitch who got 100,000 the same way you going to interview a bitch you just got from E14? That don't make sense, P. So, you know, my thing is this. I'm not even no pimping no more. You know, me and you both retired. You feel me?
That part.
We've stated
that
this.
That part. Yeah, I don't do anything.
Me either. We've stated this. We just, they go real. We use our platforms. That's what I mean. We use our platforms.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're not the same.
Hey, bro, I thought it was going to be you versus them, but...
It's you versus Gamer, nigga.
It's you versus Gamer right now.
Tired of your shit, dinosaur-ass pimp.
He's here.
You know, don't nobody want no parts of Real. They talk that slick shit. Don't nobody want to go head up with
here,
Real.
Nigga.
I heard that slick shit you was talking while I wasn't on there. And let me tell you this, right? Because I'm still in the game and in these streets, right? Hey, let me tell you this, right? Listen though, right? Because I'm still in this game and in these streets. And like I said, right? I only interview prostitutes because I'm a pimp. I don't interview bitches that work at McDonald's. I don't interview bitches that might work at a Social Security office. I don't give a fuck the bitch make $100,000 a year and got a good government job. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Check this out, young nigga.
I'm not your young nigga. You my young nigga. You still in your 30s. Hey, check this out. Respect your elders and be quiet while I'm talking. Check this out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we gonna show these hoes how to respect, man, each other. You know what I'm talking about? It start with the pimps respecting pimping, right? So check this out, right? Like I said, if I was a player or if I was on some Mac shit, trying to be cool with the bitch and had a bitch other than a prostitute, then I get where you coming from about interviewing a bitch different. Check this out. Any bitch that know Honey Sell Real, right? They already know what type of nigga I am. They know where I'm about to go. So any bitch that get in my inbox or I get in her inbox and she replies, she already should know how to treat me if she get in my core. That's what you not understanding. Any bitch that don't get that is a bitch I don't even want to deal with. Check this out, right? Because I'm not choosing up with near a prostitute. I don't give a fuck if the bitch got $1 million. Nigga, I'm not trying to woo and boo a bitch out of $1 million. I'm not the Mac trying to knock the white bitch and get her to hold for me, nigga, kicking cans and have a run for the fucking bitch. Nigga, check this out, nigga. I'm some pimping. So yeah, I'm going to every prostitute that I interview has to go through the same process, whether I meet the bitch on E14 or in Tipsy's at the strip club. It ain't none of that. Now, what I said is, if we go in an interview, right, and a bitch got some money, right, of course we gonna do some fly shit with the bitch money. Of course we gonna do some fly shit, because guess what? Ain't no prostitute supposed to get around a pimp anyway without no money.
Gamer, I saw you giving out roses and flowers and all that. You doing that, Real?
And that's what I was trying to explain to Gamer. I don't live the same lifestyle as a bitch. So why would I be giving out roses and flowers to anybody other than my mother or my auntie or my grandma? Why the fuck? Why, first of all, I don't even celebrate, like Sugar Priest said, I don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. That shit makes me sick seeing all these hoes posting Valentine's Day, me and my folks. Me and, hey, bitch, we going to dinner on the 16th, bitch. Yeah, we going to dinner on February 16th. We ain't no squares. See, this generation got shit booed up. They be trying to twist the game to fit them instead of just leaving the game alone if they can't play by the rules. This
too.
Generation always
get BSE all day.
Listen, we're talking about what a real pimp supposed to do. We're not talking about what these niggas
so
playing games and tricking
her feelings. Now she the bad guy.
That's the bitch's fault, though. Listen, what I'm trying to explain this to you. A bitch should not jump in a lifestyle. Put it like this, right? Let me get this to you, because I'm 41 years old. I've been in the game for 21 years, right? Just because you got a fucking hard hat and a helmet and a fucking hammer don't make you a construction worker. So just because you got a pussy and some mouth don't make you a prostitute. Just because you can go outside and suck dick and get $100, $80, you can go out of town for 2 weeks and go trap, don't make you a real prostitute. It don't make you a real part of this life. If you're not abiding by the rules and accepting the game, everything for what it is, win, lose, or draw. And that's what people don't understand. That's what niggas get so mad. Oh man, I can't do that. I'm not surviving off the bitch. Well, stop saying you a pimp then. Because guess what? That's part of playing the game. That's part of being in the lifestyle. You can't just be happy with the lifestyle when shit's going good. You can't just, hey, check this out, right? Hey, when you go sign up for the Army, the U.S. Army, right? And you go get sent to Afghanistan and they start shooting bullets at your ass, you can't ask to go home. You better shoot some bullets back. You signed up for this shit. Y'all, this generation is always so slick with some shit to avoid their responsibilities and shit that they put themselves into. You ain't gotta be no hoe. Check this out. This is why the game's so fucked up, because these hoes, they done jumped in a lifestyle they didn't know nothing about. They try to get some money. I'm about some money in. I'm bag chasing. And then real life shit happens to them that the game, you ain't prepared for the game. And then they want to cry about it. They want to run back to their mom house. I ain't hoeing, ain't for me. I ain't no real hoe like that. I was just trying to, bitch, you in the way. And then when they meet a career pimp, like I tell people, I'm a career. I'm in this vice for 20 years. Hey, check this out, man. I don't go to no robber room when they take me to jail. When the police pull me over, I tell them to call the vice. Call the sergeant out here to deal with me. I accept this lifestyle for everything. For everything. And this generation don't want to take that responsibility. They only want the money. They only want to deal with the good shit. And that's why the game is fucked up. The first thing something happened, instead of, guess what, right? Hey, guess what, right? If a hoe blow on me today, right? Guess what? I'm going to try to have another hoe tomorrow, right? Guess what? When a hoe have a bad experience with a pimp, she going to get a boyfriend. Bitch going to get a job. Bitch going to do all types of shit. Then she want to blame one bad experience.
Not me, but Big Suave 1000 said, so a P can't give a 304 Valentine's Day card.
A pig can do whatever he want to do. A pimp can do whatever he want to do with it when he's prostitute. But I'm saying he's not supposed to do it in a square fashion. This is what people don't understand. You can't mix both lifestyles like that.
Real,
you
I got can't. A question. What is the,
you
I got a question,
I agree with that.
What is a square fashion, bro? Like you said, you gonna have your bitch on the 16th, take her to dinner. What's wrong with you knowing you dealing with a lady, even if she a hoe? And Valentine's Day is something that ladies enjoy. Squares, hoes, whatever.
She accepted being a prostitute, Gamer.
I
just told you that. I answered that earlier.
Polly, this nigga never listened.
Gamer.
I can't talk over this nigga, bro. He'll never listen, bro.
Gamer, I answered that question,
no,
Gamer. I answered that question clearly when I said.
Buddy, I'm asking you what you just said right now, real. You just said Valentine's Day, you're going to celebrate on the 16th. I'm asking you a question saying,
yes.
If we, as men, we know one day that bitch is enjoying. It don't matter if they're hoes, squares, whatever.
She can go enjoy, blow up, bitch. Go blow up and call me and tell me the next day.
Let me finish my point. Blow
up,
you are a pimp, bro. So if you a pimp, gentlemen and leisures know how to listen and talk, bro. You keep talking over me, bro. We're not arguing, bitch.
Because you keep talking about the bitch, Gamer. You keep making me mad talking about the bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck them hoes, man. Fuck them hoes, man. Fuck what that hoe happy about.
Ain't you the pimpin'?
Man, you trying to use me to knock them hoes, man. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. I don't like what you're doing right now. You use me trying to be nice to the hoes. I don't like what you're doing right now. You're trying to use your partner to not to be cool with them hoes. I don't like that shit.
It's a simple question. You're not even letting me get my words out with you the pimping, P. Why you keep cutting me off, brother?
Listen, so ask me a pimp question because I answered that already.
I'm asking you a question.
I don't want to deal with no lady that even want to deal with no Valentine's Day. I answered that 10 minutes ago. That's clear as that. I don't
want to answer that question.
Do you want Valentine's Day?
Bro, my question to you is, my nigga, why? You the pimping.
I just told you. Because I don't even want a bitch to even think about no shit like that. Like, if a bitch even talk to me about
it. Not want to enjoy certain days she likes, because you super pimp, right? That don't make sense.
Correct. Nigga, check this out. Just like a woman. I don't give a fuck what you think, gamer. Gamer. That's cool. That's your religion. You're not in the same lifestyle as me, gamer. You're not. I don't care what you do with the bitch. If you want to go Valentine's Day, why with the? Hey, gamer, check this out, gamer. Hey, gamer, check this out. Hey, gamer, check this out. Hey, gamer, check this out. Hey, gamer. Hey, whatever you do with the bitch, I don't knock you for that. And whatever you do with the bitch, I don't knock you for that. Don't knock me for what I ain't doing for the bitch. You are knocking me, nigga. You just told me you don't feel that shit, nigga. How you not an active pimp? Don't tell me what you not feeling about my pimping. How you not an active pimp? Don't tell a pimp about how you feel about his pimping.
I was asking you a question, real. You turned everything into an argument, brother. No, you did not.
Look at already, gamer. Look at how slick you,
brother.
I told you this, right? Listen, what I'm trying to explain this to you. I said, man, if a bitch signs up for the army, right? Listen, what I'm saying, though. I said this 10 minutes ago. Listen, what I'm saying, though, gamer. I answered this already. I said, if a bitch signs up for the army, right? Does she accept everything that comes with the army?
So if a bitch chooses up for the
I'm trying to explain this to you. I'm trying to explain this to you, right? Okay, this is what I'm saying. I'm trying, because you're not getting it, right? Okay, right? My daughter just was living with her auntie. They didn't let her celebrate Christmas and her birthday. You know why? Because that's the religion that she was around. Guess what, right? If I'm some pimping and that's the way I pimp, nigga, that's my religion and the way I live. And that's the way I view things. So how the fuck am I wrong for the way I view things? If you're a Catholic and I'm
Muslim,
I just told you that. I just told you because I'm a Muslim.
I'm trying to understand why you're thinking like this. I just told you this, gamer.
Listen up. Gamer, because I'm a Muslim, I think like a Muslim. Just because you think like a Catholic doesn't mean you're right and I'm wrong. And I'm wrong and you're right. I believe, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. As me being a pimp, I don't celebrate square holidays. I don't do it. I told you that.
My son, okay, now can I talk without you cutting me off? My daughter's mother,
go ahead.
I mean, my baby mama don't celebrate Christmas. Do that mean that I'm not going to still buy Donna a Christmas tree? Do that mean that my baby mama who's...
You don't have to if you don't want to. You don't, if you choose, as you being a father...
I can't talk with you right now. I'm going to let you just have the floor because you a cutoff type of nigga, bro. You got the floor talking to you done. When you blew in the face, then let me talk.
Because I agree with you, though. You're arguing me about something I agree with you about. If you were the parent,
right? You keep cutting me off, real.
I said I agree with you, though.
Real. Every time I talk, you cut me off, bro. Every time. Literally. You're not letting me get no point across. Every time you talk, you cut me off. When you talk, I listen. Then when I try to rebuttal and ask you something, you yelling and cutting me off, bro. That's not player, bro. At all. But I'm going to be quiet. I let you talk. Okay. Okay. Then I'll come in.
So can I ask a controversial question? Gamer, do you think you more pimping than real?
No, because I'm not pimping. I'm just gamer, but I'm making a point of, as a nigga who is, I love the game. I come from the game. Just because a nigga not ING, you know, you can always be a pimp, but I'm not ING-ing right now. I'm not pimping. I don't have no active toes.
I'm on the track right now. I'm on the track right now. I'm on the track right now.
In the middle of mid-session, bro. That's not gentleman-like, B. Man, that's rude. That's what the fuck. Anyway, if you want to talk, I'll get back to your question probably when real done.
Oh, this is intense. Expensive. Valentine's Day. You want gifts, cards, flowers? What's up?
I want some money. I want some fucking money. You keep
thank you. Shit. Thank you. That's the type of bitch I'm talking about, bitch. Don't break a lonely trick. Don't find a lonely trick. Don't find a hey, go find a lonely trick. And guess what? When you bring that bag top of the morning on the 15th, bitch, we can go to breakfast. I don't want to hear none of that shit on the 14th. Go find a lonely trick with your prostitute ass since you in Vegas or on the blade. Go find a lonely trick. Break him. I'm just saying, I'm just talking about that's the type of female that I like. I'm talking.
I'm sure, like, who the fuck?
I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying, no. Because, no, I'm just saying, no, that's the type of female and type of thinking of a female I like. She say, fuck a Valentine's Day, I want some money. So if in the game,
that's a square, that's a square holiday.
What the
fuck?
That's what I'm trying to explain to everybody. That's what I'm trying to explain to everybody. Listen,
flowers and chocolates and shit from the trick or whatever.
Hey, bitch, we can do that. We can, we pimps and hoes. We can do that any day, though. We can go to eat. We can go vacation any day.
Gifts from like people that aren't tricks that, you know, fuck the bitch. You know, Valentine's Day? Is that square?
Man, every day pimping is a holiday. Every day pimping porn is a holiday. I don't see nothing.
You keep saying let you up, but you didn't send a request. If you send a request,
Flave, you can't. You begging to get up here talking about what?
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, so I don't knock it. I'm not saying nobody do it. I'm just saying me personally.
My thing is this. It ain't even just about Valentine's Day, right? My whole point is this. At the end of the day, my nigga, if you in a game, right, you elevating your bitch, you about the bitch the same way the bitch about you, bro. So if it's a certain day or certain shit, nigga, even if we don't celebrate the whole day like that, if I know this lady, she know Valentine's Day to something she like, nigga, what's the big deal getting this bitch some chocolate, right, some motherfucking flowers and some motherfucking chocolate? Nigga, that's small shit, nigga.
So why you gotta do that on Valentine's Day?
I just bought some motherfucking flowers and cooked dinner. It ain't nowhere near Valentine's Day. So
why you gotta do it on Valentine's Day? Why you gotta do it on Valentine's Day?
I like doing fly shit.
Okay, well, I'm
like
not, a bitch not doing it at all.
Like, damn, baby, thank you. It wasn't even Valentine's Day. I like these flowers. That's me. So, like you're saying, we're different with
that's
that.
That's cool. Do it on any day. You ain't gonna do it on Valentine's Day. Don't do it on
Day. Valentine's Day. It's not the point I'm making. Cause you said Valentine's Day.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point. That's my whole point. I'm saying what I'm not going to do on Valentine's Day. That's what I said.
And you can do whatever the fuck you want to do with that.
That's square. Just because if a nigga buy a bitch paying your pimping. Hold on, no. A bitch paying your pimping. A bitch down for you, and you know this bitch like Valentine's Day, and she's paying your pimping, but you consider it square, man, if you get the bitch some chocolates and some fucking roses?
No.
I think the bitch is square, too. I don't think the bitch is square, too. I look at that bitch like you a square, bitch. You want to do what on Valentine's Day? Go.
I want to do some romantic.
What do you mean? Oh, I'm square? Can I tell you? Because it's clear that we don't know the difference right now. I'm sorry to say this, and I see why the game is so fucked up right now.
That's what's wrong with all you niggas. That's why these youngsters think like that. Everything is square.
I see why the game is fucked up, bro. I swear to God, I see why the game is fucked up. I literally see why the game is fucked up, bro. Oh my God, bro. I see why the game is fucked up. Do the bitch take you out to eat, nigga? Do the bitch take you out to eat, gamer? Do the bitch call you up, nigga, to take you out to eat, nigga? And you ain't asking a bitch. It's not like you ain't asking a bitch.
You're yelling at the top of your lungs, nigga. Relax. Who's up, nigga?
Man. Man, boy, this pimping got me fired up. Man, let me get off this motherfucker and go sweat a prostitute. I'm ready to sweat a prostitute.
Damn.
I'm going to pull my microphone out. Put my microphone out.
Niggas, I talked about something square. Ah, nigga, you took a bitch to eat. That's square shit. That's why these young niggas don't do nothing for these hoes. You wonder why these young...
Man, I'm pulling the microphone out.
You wonder why these young bitches are complaining about fucking with niggas who don't do nothing for them. Because niggas like you preaching, oh, that's square shit. You better not buy the bitch no diamonds.
Fuck them hoes complaining, nigga. I'm about to be on the track and go complain about this microphone tonight, too, nigga. Because I'm about to scream it like I mean it until the young hoes know they can believe it. Yeah, man. I turn up on the bitch, man. I don't give a fuck what that bitch think, pay.
Ah, Bill, that's tight right there. You pimping. Hey, I told y'all, hear me and Real will argue about this shit all night if I was outside.
Yo,
what we do. Period.
Up, Flave?
This is what we do. Ain't nothing wrong with Real agreeing to disagree, babe. That's what we do. Everybody don't think the same thing.
Look, but I'm going to say this.
Who what?
It depends on your style and how you can.
Big Flave?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't see him.
Can you hear me? It depends
on your style. Yeah,
we hear you. Go ahead. Flave, what's
happening? It depends on your style and how you pimp. I've been pimping forever, goddamn it. And It just depends. Look, I done been 5-6 deep.
Is he
and got everybody stuff for Valentine's Day. Kicked it, ate, got drunk, fucked, and did what the fuck I want to do. But it just depends on how you. I ain't an overvalidated pimp. I'm just a natural pimp, so that shit comes smooth. I'm going to pimp through all that.
So you a romantic pimp.
No, I'm a man. I beat a bitch ass. Well, I'm ass. But I understand that a hoe's still a female. She's still a woman. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, if some people don't know, I don't know. Everybody incorporate that shit different.
That part,
I can put that down and ain't nobody tripping. And I can have all my hoes in one house and one bed if I want to. You feel me? And I'm matched. Ain't nothing soft about me. I had to stop whooping because I was whooping too hard. You know what I'm saying? I had to pull back. So no, but and you know what I'm saying? You can. It's everybody different with that. You feel me? I ain't got to just, that shit just natural for me. I ain't got to be.
Yeah, and I don't want nobody to do it. See, I don't want nobody getting on here thinking I'm knocking nobody for doing it just because I'm super. Just put it like this, just like it's different Muslims. It's 5%ers. It's some Muslims that smoke weed. It's some Muslims that might eat a certain type of food or don't. Nigga, just because I'm full-fledged Muslim with this pimp and don't knock bread, just because you don't want to. Just because some people don't want to be full-fledged pimping and live by all the rules and regulations through the good, through the bad, through the ugly, through the choppings, through the blockings, they don't knock me because I love that shit. I embrace that shit. You know, that's just my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm stuck in my old school ways don't mean that I don't want to see whatever. I'm not happy or I'm not, you know, whatever you do or however anybody do what they do. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying when it comes to me and my program and my views.
I had to get the other side because, like, listen, I've been pimping since 89. Ain't done nothing else but pimp. Check my record.
Yeah, you know, I met you on the other side of the country.
You can run Suave. That's why I call Lil Suave. That's why I'm Big Suave. Big Suave. Been pimping for a long, long, long. And hey, look, and my whole record ain't a bunch of bullshit, ain't no sucker shit on my name or nothing. But I'm just saying, like, it just everybody's style is like different. Is you know what I'm saying? What they do.
Yeah, so, I mean,
live and sleep this shit. But I just with certain shit, some people can certain shit motherfuckers might do. I'm gonna give you an example. Me and Mike 3 was in New York, right? I'm at Morton Steakhouse with about 5 bitches. We eating and shit. I called 3 over there, right? He looking at me like I'm crazy. He said he don't do outings. He don't take bitches out to eat. He had to at the motherfucking Greasy Spoon work, and that's that. But that's his style and his program, and the bitches he got like that. I'm going to do match and do all that, but, man, I'm going to have some fun. We're going to kick. We're going to concerts and shit. I'm going to the fights. I'm doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with all that. Our style still vary. Now, you might 3, he might not give a bitch a rock on Valentine's Day. You feel me? I don't, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, motherfucker do what works for him and how he can do it. You know what I'm saying? I can do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can have everybody get, I can get a bitch. I can go down from the number one bitch, the biggest Valentine, to number 2, to lower to 3, to the last bitch, just a card, and everybody going to be happy. And because it's what the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And the type of bitches that I got. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of that shit, only why I came in with that, because, see, man, the guy ain't so fucked up. Some of these niggas take everything so fucking little. That's why these niggas catching cases. Bitches all weird and fucked up because the way they spewing it out. You know what I'm saying? So I had to give us, you know, to that side you gave, I had to get the other side of the coin. You know what I'm
so
saying?
So what y'all think the game is missing? Like, what's the main thing the game is missing
right now? Principles, respect. Principles,
I'm going to say this. Right now, the world has changed. Like, how they say, the players, the game changed, but the players that are signed against you, no, they didn't change the rules, and the world has shifted. Social media, Me Too movement.
Nah, they didn't change the, man, let me tell you, Suave, that's a lie. Let me tell you why. You know why? They just used the social media as a smoke signal. The same rules apply in the streets, outside in the real world. It's just social media.
Say this. Now, and me and Mo Pippa were just talking about this. No, man, the game, this shit's changed. This shit ain't the same. And with all that other shit going on, it changes it. The dynamic of this shit, all the other shit that goes on, man, all that
shit that goes on.
And then the mindset of women, you know what I'm saying? Black women, the only women running around talking about independent black woman. You don't hear white people saying that, Chinese and shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's some divide and conquer shit on us, and it's hitting us the hardest from whatever we do. If we was regular, square, pimping and hoeing, it's putting a wedge in there, you know what I'm saying? I can see it from where I've come from, what I looked at and watching this shit change from the 80s, 90s, 2000s. Oh, this shit different. Like back in the day, listen.
A Okay, and what was the biggest change?
I'm gonna tell you, because the world's so fake now. Like, listen, say you was 8'5" deep, right? And at a certain time, and this bitch might have wanted to get with you, but she didn't. And she thinks you take care of your business. You do 7 years and come out of jail, right? She might not fuck with you off the muscle as if she would 10 years back. Because, look, fuck it. I know this nigga that. Or he just got out of here going through. But I know it. He can do it. I'm going to fuck with
him. He's a good nigga.
But now with all this fake shit, fake designer, you can be anybody on the internet. It's all about what you got now. They really don't give a fuck about how much game you got. It's about what you got you can show.
Now, that's what I'm saying, because the values and they respect it. They replace the values and morals with the money and materialistic part of the game. You ain't ever heard this. The first time people get into an argument, the first thing they do is try to, I got the LLCs or the business shit, because it ain't no, they don't got no game.
And they looking at what it looked like before seeing what it really is. And you know, they'll bypass a real nigga, go with it because he think he have fake designer on, long as it don't fake jewelry on, fake designer. They could be looking for the fucking looking for the car. He could be in an Airbnb saying it's his, long as he can keep that illusion up, he going to strip club and knock the back.
I asked the bitch this literally, right? I say, hey bitch, would you fuck with a broke pimp that been straight pimping fresh out of jail, right? Or a nigga that just hit a lick, ran in somebody's house for 80,000 and got a new Benz. The bitch said, I fuck with the nigga that hit for 80,000 a new Benz. That's these hoes' like mind frames. Like because she don't, it don't even matter how he got the 80,000. He got 80,000 and he's looking good. So he's riding down the same blade as some pimping and he's shooting at the pimping. So these hoes don't even do their homework. That's why they always in bad situations. That's why they always choosing up, and then they always got a sad story at the end, because they chase the illusion.
Hey, it's really fucked up like that. I'm talking about, they wouldn't know a real thoroughbred nigga in their face and they be looking at you like you crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Check this out. Hey, I'd rather have a broke real bitch than come out of a cardboard box than a faggot bitch to up 100,000 that's probably gonna snitch on me. So I don't know why the females don't feel the same way.
But right now, I remember back in the day, we just gonna go to 2000. Nigga might fall off, make some bad decisions, and you'll bounce right back. You cannot fall off now, especially if you're a little older than any 35. And I said, well, no, 35, you still getting. You get like 42, 43, and get out of position, it can get rough on you. You're 60.
No, but she don't know what she wants. She ain't going to stay with the rich nigga either. I know rich niggas going through shit. I know rich niggas dealing with the same hoes. Rich niggas, man, don't think just because you got money, more problems. That shit sound good.
Get crazy, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, when I be looking at all these little bras on the internet and shit they be talking, I just be looking at them like, wow. I just, in the shit they be with, then I listen to the shit that the niggas be saying, I just be like, damn. I'm on the 5-year and out plan, though. I'm out. It's been 34. Give me a nickel.
I was just going to ask, do you got a exit plan? Because I see Gamer going in the comments about he said, do you feel like having an LLC isn't having game? Or is that?
No, it's not. You're supposed to get businesses and shit. That's what fucked us up. We were so. I don't think a lot of older niggas, like when I got the game, and my dad a pimp, I don't, a lot of them couldn't see this shit coming this. Pimping like the.
Hey, Suave, but you got to understand, though. You got to understand, because you older than
I'm 51.
You older than me. So y'all didn't see it coming, right? I didn't see it coming. But this is what we talk about the internet, right? If the internet hit the world and the game, right? And it's spun it.
It's spun it.
You got to think about it like this. The internet with the EDD and the PPP, half these motherfuckers that jumped in the game in the last 3-4 years jumped in the game when it was probably the most money in the streets ever in the world. You see what I'm saying?
When we was over in New York, right? And I was just looking and you see the narrative that they're running on. And I just was looking like, this shit's sad. Because New York, I'm just giving an example. I'm just use New York. New York don't even really breed real pimps. Like, when I first came in the game, it was like 3 pimps out of New York. It was a bunch of pimps there from all over. But just New York, 3 pimps. So you look at all.
And it was mostly from Buffalo. Yeah. They were mostly from Buffalo.
When I be in New York, they got hot on me one day. I said, man. All this pee right here. Where y'all getting this from? Where did this game come from? Where did y'all get it from? Who showed y'all this shit? I know they said Tony G. I said, and I put my finger down. I said, yeah, he a pimp, but he barely made a pimp. And he from Memphis. I said, but where did y'all get it from? I said, that's why this shit fucked up around here. Yeah, they was like, oh, what's wrong? I'm just keeping facts, man.
And you gotta understand, Suave, yeah. They never been nowhere.
Yeah. Hey, man.
They never. That, you gotta understand, like I tell people all the time, New York is, you know, for us, because we're cross country, so it's big to us. New York people that pimp in New York, they feel like this. This is their thing. Well, I'm from New York, and everybody come here. Well, I gotta go somewhere else.
The whole world, nigga. Hell yeah. I'm gonna tell you this. Now, me, I'm from Ohio. I'm from Toledo. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like an hour from Detroit. Four from Chicago. When I first come in the game, my dad a pimp. Everybody was gangster. There's a lot of gorilla pimping, coast up on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? When I went to the West Coast, I was like, what the fuck? They was like, man, ain't nobody here. Them bitches over here. And I'm like, damn, for real? We here by ourselves? Look, we can just look. I'm like, oh, shit. But it changed me, though. It took a lot of that rough edge off of me. And that's when the automatic got to coming in and all the different shit, because I had to run around. But that showed I wasn't getting that in Toledo. You know what I'm saying? When I left, I saw some different shit. That West Coast changed my whole style a little bit. You feel me? Because I saw a different way. That's what them niggas don't be doing. They run down to Florida for a hot flash and the little shit on the east, and they think they just got it. It's like, nah, man, there's way more to this than what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth, man. The motherfuckers got to get out and get somewhere and get with something, man. But this shit fucked it. It's funny, man. It's real funny.
It's like a catch 22 with this shit, if you being honest. Like,
it's terrible.
I come from like super straight laced too, but I kind of got forced into having, like, once I got bigger, like being a public figure and shit, and sometimes that shit happened on accident. Sometimes you pop off not even trying to pop off. Motherfuckers just fuck with your charisma. But once that extra light get on you, you kind of got to move out the way. Like, even if you don't want to, if you don't move out the way, that shit gonna be detrimental to you. It's gonna be damn near over for you, because once you get in that certain light, like, bro, you absolutely right. You can't do both. So I feel like
exactly where you come. What you mean? Hold on. What you mean you can't do both?
If you become big as a public figure, you would be a dumbass to stay in the streets and be just as active. That's not gonna work for you.
What do you be doing? What you talking about on the internet stuff? You do stuff on the internet?
A lot.
No, you talking about just being in the streets, doing whatever, still breaking hoes, still on the track, still jumping out, still moving, still, you know, acting
like
in the game, period. You know,
like, I was getting up, but I was still in the streets. But when that fucking Jerry Springer fucking shit took off, it made me a whole lot more recognizable than I was before. So when you are recognizable on a national level and you moving around in the streets, it hit different.
That's the truth, because I'm known.
It hit different. You feel me? Like,
I'm gonna give you this. Even with us talking right now, I'm talking a little bit, but I don't be on here a lot because I'm recognizable by them people. You know what I'm saying? They know. Exactly. I done been through a lot of shit, so they know. So let me give you an example. The other day, Lil Swive was going through some shit, right?
Right.
He going through some shit. And I had a little situation. Some little nigga I ain't never met, but it was just a little situation. He recording this shit, right? I don't know it. I'm seeing him, but I'm like, I ain't thinking. I ain't never had nobody do no shit like that. It was a little situation. He put this shit up on the internet. That bitch with the... what is that, foreign bitch, whatever. That's the, you know, niggas calling me. I mean, Swag, what the fuck you on the internet? What they do? I'm like, what the fuck? I looked, I'm like, what? Now, because of what he was going through, all she probably heard was Swag. Threw me up, talking about some human trafficking. I hurry up, I could report that shit, but I really wanted to get on there and blast that bitch. Like, listen here, you little faggot bitch. But I said, no, don't do it, because that's gonna throw fire on it.
Oh, yeah, that would have put you in a not-so-easy predicament.
And she don't even know me or nothing. I'm looking like, what the fuck? And all the shit she put on there, I'm like, whoa. But then once I looked at what was going on and I talked to somebody, I'm like, oh. But just that, I can't stand. That can't be in my life. They'll murder me. You feel me? You know what I mean? They'll murder me. You know what I'm saying? Because I just know, like, I know. Put it like this. Last time I caught a case, Homeland Security told me I was a legend, and everybody know me. And I mean, niggas was name dropping. I know what bitching got me in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all niggas made the news, nigga. Y'all made the news.
What you say?
Y'all made the news. I said y'all made the news. Nigga, when they did with that Ohio shit, nigga, y'all made the news.
First of all, look, when the first human trafficking charges came out, right? And they did a sweep all over. They did a sweep in my hometown with about 25 motherfuckers I know. They screaming my name at the court files while my dad in jail for a fair pimping and pandering case. You feel me? So it's like that. You know what I'm saying? And they was trying to grab me in that shit. So, you know, and my dad a fed nigga. So yeah, I think
And guess what? Legend generation said he ain't did no pimping because he in jail. No, I said, let this generation of hoes and pimps said they gonna say he ain't did no pimp because he in jail.
They don't know, and it's a disconnect with the gang. I just don't know. I talk to somebody, who are you? Or who knows you? I'm like, huh?
Because they looking for the wrong shit. Like, for example, the reason why we hear the little shorty that came up at first, she was in my inbox talking about how there ain't no real peas left and woo 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 woo. But if you pay attention, as soon as she got in the room with Rel and the guys, she didn't stand in the fire.
She ran.
Don't really be looking for
she
no
ran.
Pimping for real.
Now that,
man, I try to tell that everybody that all the time. Listen, what I'm trying to explain this to you. Everybody knows the motherfucking difference between a motherfucking head of lettuce and some cabbage. Everybody knows that shit, bro. Like they do that shit on purpose. Just like them hoes that go to the track to fight, right? No, everybody knows a prostitute don't go to the track to fight. But why is there so many fights? You know why? Because they not real hoes. You know what they fight for? Because they know they boyfriend, nigga. If they fuck with a nigga like me, right, and they fight on the track, right? Not only am I gonna whoop them, and they gonna still be down looking the way they fought, because the bitch, you don't conduct yourself like that. Why are you supposed to be outside handling my business? But guess what? When they fuck with a nigga that's simping, they fight on the track because he's gonna pick them up. He's gonna buy him a new wig. They're gonna go to the room and pillow talk and talk about the bitch and her nigga and how they fought, all the shit that I don't want to hear about. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of that. So they gonna go pillow talk with them. Then they gonna start some more shit. Guess what? The bitch gonna come out tomorrow with a new outfit on, a new wig, still gonna be able to be on social media recording Snapchats like nothing ever happened. So why the fuck would a bitch wanna fuck with me?
You know what? On that same note, I don't even condone that. Don't even look like it. If you ain't got no wifey, you don't fuck with nobody. If I ain't trying to get at it or something, what? Leave it the fuck alone. So I got mine going on the structure of on a non-conversational fucking with like comment whole cursing, hey, how you doing, girl? Don't get in that car. That's a bad day. Outside of that, can I get a cigarette? Yeah, and keeping it moving.
Exactly. Happy hoeing, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, the police.
I had somebody that was talking the other day about the microphone and shit like that, and woo-woo, and I'm like, hey, look, if you out there handling your business the way you supposed to be handling your business, a lot of these females, because they didn't learn the game and didn't have no proper instruction, they don't know that it's rules and regulations. Even on our end, like the other day you told them, you still old school behind the back. They don't even know what that means, for real.
Exactly. They just see that I jump out the car and I'm pressing them because I'm actually a pimp. I'm not just one of them horny niggas outside trying to have some sex with them and get a couple of dollars. I'm actually outside trying to have order on the blade. I'm actually trying to have them hoes split up because they sitting on the corner 10 deep making TikToks and then tricks talking about they scared of me. No, bitch, they scared of your nigga babysitting you with the fucking mask on. I'm scared of the nigga too. I'm driving by Pimp Sharp. I'm driving by Pimp Sharp in the car by myself, nigga, and you got Lil Dookie sitting on the corner with three of his partners, and they got Uzis in the car babysitting you, and every time I pull up the car sweating you bitches, the nigga pull up, oh, that's my game, P. That's my game. Let her work, P. Nigga, like, why are you even out here, nigga? What, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? So they don't look at it from that point of view. They always look at it from the woman's point of view. You see what I'm saying?
It get disgusting, because it's just terrible, man. And I be in spots. I ain't got time to teach everybody how to do this. Then they be mad when you a real one in Iran, it's about to, but then they get mad at you. Like, I be spots, I just shut my mouth. I don't want to hear nothing. No,
Hey, Suave, I've been riding up and down the same tracks for 21 years from here to New York, right? You know that, right? From California to New York. How a bitch that's 21 years old gonna tell me what to do? A bitch that's 21 years, 24 years old. Just think about this. I've been in the street since you was 3, 4, 5 years old. Nigga, I probably know your daddy and your mom. I probably ran your auntie in high school when I was a hood nigga. You got the audacity to tell me when I grew up around pimps to have blowhorns on the track. nigga. Nigga, I used to be in the car with OG Pencil with blowhorns, nigga, a whole cow horn, nigga. Nigga throwing paydays at the bitch. You know what I'm talking about. Throwing Kit Kats at the bitch, telling them they better catch up packages at the hoes. Nigga, throwing paydays at the bitch, talking about, yeah, bitch, yeah, my name Payday, bitch. They throwing paydays at these hoes, man. Hey man, I remember my baby mama was down on E14 16 years ago, and Filthy Rich threw a whole stack of flyers at this bitch cause she was in pocket, nigga. I didn't pull up and get at him. Hey, bitch. Hey, get the hoeing, bitch. Hey, check this out, right? Did the flyers hit you? No, I don't want to hear about it. That's how I was raised. This generation, everything is a problem, but what they do. Rail pulling up. He's sweating me. Hey, bitch, if you were sweating the trick, I wouldn't even say nothing to you.
And that's true.
If you was in a trick space.
If you was busy handling your business, you wouldn't even have time to get caught up like that.
Hey, it's 50 hoes on the track while I'm only bothering 3 of y'all. It's 50 hoes on the track while I'm only bouncing out on 8 of y'all. Hey, E14 goes from 46. It be hoes from 38th to 6th Street while I'm only jumping out on y'all. You don't see that y'all the problem on the track? You mean to tell me I just drove by 13 other hoes? I didn't jump out with the microphone on them hoes, but I jumped out on y'all, so y'all the problem. If a veteran pimp drove by some other hoes on the track and didn't do that, and he drives by y'all and jumps out and do that, hey, don't y'all think you're the problem? Oh, they don't look at it like that.
It's been a minute since I've been on the West, but like a few months, I'm going to go ahead and go on tour. I'm going to see the same shit in every state.
Yes, nigga, the West Coast. Nigga, listen, nigga, hey, I thought I was just in Texas about 2 years ago. I said, man, Texas, the last good spot, it's over, P. They done killed Bissonette. They done killed Cap Street. This generation just killed everything. Nigga, they got barricades up everywhere. This generation fucking up everything. Nigga, they shooting people on the track. Nigga, it's just fucked up. Nigga, I'll put it like this. I love California to death. I wouldn't recommend anybody to come over here to do no pimping. Now, if you're coming over here to knock a bitch and get the fuck up out of here, then that's what I would do, nigga. To come over here and be down and around, hell, motherfucker.
Don't come to E14. Don't do it.
I had somebody tell me earlier.
For what?
A shorty I know in Texas.
What about Sunset?
They was with
Sunset. Ain't no one. They play Western now. Fig. Don't nobody even pimp in Hollywood like that. But a few people. It might be about 8-10. Maybe on a weekend, it might be 15 hoes up there, 20 hoes. There's no hoes on Sunset no more. Oh. There's no hoes on Polk Street. There's no more hoes on Hillcroft in Houston. All the main tracks that we know about is over with, P. The Manhattans is over. Downtown Frisco is over. Sunset Boulevard is over. All there is E14, Figueroa, San Diego, nigga, and a few other spots that I'm not. Aurora, they pimp the same. This whole generation pimps the same, P. They do the same. There's no uniqueness. There's no, I'm going to open up this blade. There's none of that. There's no, I'm about to come over here and me and my, and four of my partners is about to open up this spot again. There's none of that no more.
Texas fucked up too.
Nigga, everybody in Dallas. Nigga, the whole Houston fucked up. Everybody in Dallas or Denver right now on the code. And listen, I give them a free game, they still gonna fuck it up. I can tell them where it's popping that they still ain't gonna take advantage of it.
So you saying I gotta spend these next 5 years inside and staying out the way and messing with casinos and just staying out the way?
Somebody told me they got hit. Told me they knew somebody that got hit up recently simply because he got tweaking on Shorty. Threw her bag over the gate, but it ended up in a construction site. They pulled the cameras on him throwing the bag over the shit, and bro, locked the fuck up about that shit right now. Just simply, his cameras everywhere, is surveillance everywhere. The way technology is advancing, like it's getting hard out here for real. Like it,
exactly, and people don't take it serious. It's getting harder.
Unfortunately.
Hey, shit's getting harder. Shit's getting more expensive, and people aren't taking life seriouser. Like they not taking like that's why I reposted your story with the hoes up there, how they was giggling and joking, and how they aspect and how they look at the life of the game, bitch. This, hey man, check this out. We be telling y'all to stay off the phone on the blade to save y'all lives. We be telling y'all to stop doing TikToks on the blade so y'all pay attention to the cars that your hoe partner's getting in. So like the shit that happened in Dallas when all the bitches came up missing. listen, all y'all out there taking TikToks, y'all don't even know what kind of car y'all fucking hoe partner got in that's in the middle of the field now. You know why? Because y'all bitches out there paying attention to the wrong shit. Guess what? If y'all was paying attention to the right shit, y'all would know what the fuck is going on. And guess what? When y'all get in the car with a trick, you would know, oh, I can't open this door. I can't roll the window down. I can't get out the car. But y'all get in the car, y'all on the motherfucking phone talking about, ah, I got me a date. Ah, and then wonder why you in a fucked up situation. And guess what? When niggas like me and Suave ain't around no more to tell y'all, the veteran pimps ain't around to tell y'all no more, y'all gonna wish that it was around because, hey, guess what? We be in our cars. We gonna be all right. We made it to see 40 and 50 years old. Y'all gotta make it to see 40 Hello? And 50. You see what I'm saying? So they thinking that I be telling them shit to be mean and shit. No, bitch, I'm telling you shit to be successful and make it long term in this lifestyle if you're gonna be serious about this lifestyle, because I don't wanna hear, because that shit fucks the whole community up. Oh, when a bitch gets killed, now my bitch gotta be all crying to me, daddy, my HP got stabbed up 12. I don't wanna hear that shit. I don't wanna hear that shit. Hey, what your whole partner do? The first thing I ask my bitch, hey, what your whole partner do wrong? Then she tell me the story, and I'll be like, see, bitch, that's why I be on your line. I'll be on your line, bitch, because, bitch, that's why I don't go for that type of shit, because guess what? If the type of nigga I am, let something happen to a bitch that's with me, Suave, you know the police think the same way about me as you. Hey, nigga, they gonna blame me for the bitch coming up missing.
Yeah.
They're
murdered.
They're
murdered.
Yeah, let something happen to the bitch, nigga. They like they did Phil Mo Slim at Chrissy Field. Hey man, come over here and come view the body. This was your bitch. Yeah, somebody going down for it. You gonna at least do 4 years in the penitentiary because, hey man, hey, we can't get you for the murder, man. But we know this is your prostitute, so you going to the penitentiary for something. Well, you see what I'm saying? And these females don't understand that.
That's part of the reason my dad did 16. He did 16 flat to the for some shit similar to that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you what's going on, but this generation think this shit is a joke until something happens. And then when something happened, like the shit that happened in Dallas over the summertime, and all the bitches want to get in the group, or something happens, like the bitch that was from Sacramento that was riding with the gangbanger in Oakland, and they Swiss cheesed up his car, and he got out and ran and left the bitch, then they want to cry, bitch, but you was riding with the nigga knowing everybody was trying to kill the nigga. Why are you putting yourself, if you're a prostitute, why are you putting yourself around that type of man? Thanks. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, so when something happens, you chose to put yourself around that type of man.
This shit crazy. And it's so crazy. They don't be knowing. They just
not until it's damn too late. And then it's crazy because, like, I'm right behind you, or I'm about to be 36 next month. They treat me like a dinosaur, and I'm behind you still. So, but they don't understand. Like, I made it to 36. By having a brain, by using my brain, hey, man, by using my mind. Like, I was put in a position where a lot of people wouldn't have made it out. I had to use my brain. So if I'm telling you, hey, look, this could prevent you from hitting this brick wall, and you say, you old, I don't want to listen to you. When you hit that brick wall, can't nobody young tell your ass how to get back up.
They be killing me for real? That shit. That old slide. Well, I don't know. They don't be really knowing how old I am. As long as I keep this distance from men on, they don't be knowing. They be
I look young, so it be hard for people to tell my age unless I say it. But it come out sometimes when I'm like kicking game and trying to make them understand. Like, hey, look,
I come from old school
games. So I don't, even me as a female, it's just certain shit I'm not tolerating. I'm not dealing with. I don't care where the generation is going. You ain't never finna treat me like no sucker or no fucking. I'm not doing that.
For real, I see why you charged up like this. You've been going through all this shit everywhere you get. That'll happen.
Listen, I'm trying to explain this to you, bro, and people don't understand, right? Like, with them hoes fighting on the track and doing all, nigga, this is my life. I need E14 to be good. I need Bissonette to be good. I need all these Blaze to be good, because this is how I take care of my life. This is how I take care of my kids. This is how I've been surviving and eating for 21 years. I don't need them see, this generation, they don't give a fuck about the future. I give a fuck about the future. You know why? Because I'm going to still be having hoes in 20 years. This generation, they just trying to get rich for 2-3 years and get the fuck up out of here. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they don't understand. When I was 21 years old, I said I'm married to the gang. long term. Win, lose, or draw. Nigga, I got pimp partners that's in jail for life. I got partners that then died. I got partners that paralyzed. And I'm still on the track today, nigga. I'm still on the track today. So guess what? In 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, half these motherfuckers ain't even going to be around. If I'm still alive and kicking, I'm going to still be around. So I need the game to be a certain type of way in order for the structure to survive, just like Gangsta Brown and them did for me, just like Philmo Slim and them did for Gangsta Brown and Kenny Red.
Nigga need to be looking for some type of out, though, because they wasn't up against what we up against. Like, I'm looking for an out. Like, seriously, I'm not. I can't beat it.
Hey, that's my whole point, though. That's my whole point. That's what I'm facing now. See, the last 3 or 4 years, everybody was thinking about that before me. Hey, you know me. I was in New York 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I know niggas buying trucks. I know niggas that was buying trucks and 18-wheelers, and niggas was buying studios and all that shit. Nigga, I went pimping. You know what I'm saying? I've got a car in Brooklyn. You know me. I bought a drop top in New York. I had a drop top in California. I set up a pimp program. Hey, man, I knock a bitch over here. I'm going to move the bitch straight to New York. I got my program over there. Flowing. I'm setting up a pimp program. Everybody else was setting up their life for after the pimping. So that's what I meant by as far as being married to the. I'm trying to get deeper into the game. Everybody else is trying to get up out of it. You see what I'm saying? Because when I first started, nigga, I came from the streets. Yeah. We all come from something. So when I first started pimping at 21 years old, I thought this is the top of the mountain for a pimp. Hey, man, listen, 21 years old, I got shot at 19 years old. We all come, you know, I'm a Frisco nigga. I come from, nigga, a dope spot. I'm not from L.A., a gangbanger area. I'm raised on a dope spot. So I was around niggas selling dope 10, 11, 12 years old, having rocks in their mouth like this generation don't know.
I hustled it down the toilet at a very young age.
Listen, niggas is having 50 shots in their mouth raw. Niggas is having cocaine in their mouth raw, no plastic. Nigga pulling up, nigga, they don't understand the shit that
you real. At 15, I was getting a half a slab. You know what I'm saying? At 15, you feel me? You know.
That's what I'm saying, but that was the time it is. You got to understand.
A couple years later, I jumped out and went. I started at 17. 89, I had the first, and it's been this ever since. But you're right. But I've seen so much change, man. This shit is like, what I'm looking at.
You got to understand now, it's a fab now, you got to understand, right? You got to remember, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, boy, we had a struggle to get them hoes to get naked and to hoe up like that. See, now, this generation don't got no problem getting naked and shit, because they not trying to get no money. They going outside to take pictures and look cute and take Snapchats. Our generation, they know we made them to get, if we're going to this blade, bitch, you're getting some money, and every hour, bitch, I expect at least one or two dates, bitch. When I drive up and down this blade, see, these young niggas don't know. They just put the hold down and go do whatever they do. When I drive up and down the blade, I know how much traffic is going on. I know which police is outside. I'm really some pimping. I know what time is dating going on. So I'm on the bitch ass like, bitch, why you ain't catching a date? I'm pimping. I'm doing some pimping. I'm on the bitch ass.
When you close to it, you look at everything. Traffic, police, what's going on, everything.
Exactly. That's something this generation don't know about.
Day of the week, what the kind of like in the town, when it gets slow, the seasons. But to convince all that shit, it's like in your database, so you know what's what, when is cool, the time, all that.
Yeah, you shit right, because I know in Miami, it's like 1 to 2 months where it don't make no sense to be there at all.
Yeah, you better not be there during hurricane season. Everybody know that's hurricane season.
It makes no sense for you to be there, and I don't care how big your game is and none of that. It just ain't the season for it.
Hey, how about
ain't no basketball sports going on. It ain't no sports going on.
Hey, listen, but how about this? The average nigga don't even know why it gets slow in August. I ask a bitch, why is it slow? Man, it's a little, why you think? Bitch, it's school time. They buying school clothes, college tuition, motherfucking cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be slow for a hot blast, goddamn it, to pick up around. What I told
right.
you know, it'll be
college coming up.
Hey, listen, and let me tell you, I'm gonna fuck y'all up for this. Do you know that the hoes got mad at me the day before Christmas because I was sweating them hoes because they was down and it was slow? Bitch, if you would have been serious about your life 360 days ago, guess what, right? right? Bitch, you wouldn't be mad crying on Instagram talking about it's slow. This nigga got me down. They don't take responsibility. It's my fault because I spent my gas money to come to the Blade and to tell y'all out the window that y'all are some dumb hoes that ain't getting no money. How you mad at me instead of the nigga that been pimping on you, blowing your money all year?
You had to go. I guess you're going if you want to go, but then you shouldn't have to go on Christmas Eve. But if you go, cool, if that's what's going on. But your position should be better than that, knowing you got all this time before Christmas coming to know.
First of all, you should want to go if you're a hoe. See, this is the thing, though. These hoes be so mad to be hoes. Like, I've never seen this generation. I've never seen bitches who claim to be real hoes get mad to conduct themselves like hoes, to have respect like hoes. They just want the money. They just want the money. What this generation say, the money? Just give me the money. I'm just all about the money. Bitch, it's a whole lot of shit that comes with getting the money. If everybody could just get the money, everybody would have
about this after they ran through four busters and then they could get a real one, and now he got to get penalized for that.
That's going to be the case every damn time. Every time.
And then the bitch will tell you about all the weird shit.
That's what always happened. We get the bitch when she got cases. She burnt out. She don't nobody want to babysit her badass kids. Nigga, the nigga stole one of her heels. You got to get the bitch heels. Nigga kept her ID. The boyfriend, nigga, that she. All that. And guess what? Then a pimp deal with all that, right? And the first time we mash on a bitch, right? Or we do something they don't like, they blow up.
Like, get your ass up here. Don't be banging in the comments.
Oh, my God.
They know I'm not lying. Hey, do I sound like them young hoes too? This money, I get in the bag. They know I'm not lying. I'm 41. I'll be having young hoes. I'll be looking at these hoes like, you bitches just some pretty fossils. Just pretty on the outside, air on the inside. You hear me?
Guess what they don't know, man? All this shit they going through, the bad decision is super stacked, man. All that is wear and tear, man. Bad decision, like.
Man, I told a whole man, check this out. You know how many dates you done busted before you took your life serious? Hey, bitch, I ain't never sucked a dick or ate a pussy or fucked a prostitute for no money. Bitch, how many tricks have you busted before you got your life together? How many tricks done sucked you done suck dick? How many tricks done fucked you, missionary? How many hundreds of 80s are you going to take before you realize that this game is serious? I'm sitting in my car right now. Hey, listen, I don't give a fuck if a bitch leave me every day of the week. Guess what? Rail ain't never getting out the car sucking a dick for no money. So, bitch, if you want to be out the car and playing in these streets and outside fighting hoes and doing whatever the fuck you want, knock yourself out. Hey, you don't want to listen to me? Hey, guess what? That's fine with me. Guess what? Hey, guess what Rail ain't going to do?
It's getting, it's tough, man. It's I ain't gonna say it ain't.
I'm buying flowers, cooking salmon, choose me. Man, all right, see, gamer, get up here, gamer, because now this is what we gonna get into it just a little bit. Because I got to keep it real with you, gamer.
But that's cool, though. Let me tell you what. I know Gamer, though. Let me tell y'all, because y'all don't know Gamer. I actually know Gamer 20 years, right? Gamer is a player pimp mech, right? And he's some pimping. He be with the pimping. Like, you see what I'm saying? He been on the track down with us, right? But Gamer is more of a player mech. So that's okay to woo the bitch and to play the bitch and to mech on the bitch and to be a boss nigga on the bitch. You see what I'm saying? That's okay. Those same rules don't apply to me. You see what I'm saying? Because guess what? As me being Honey Sale Real, the pimp, right? I couldn't go pick up a bitch, right? They got 10,000 at her house, and I know she's been renegading for 3 months, and I'd go take her to Maestro's and spend my pimp money trying to persuade a prostitute who should have came out the house with at least 1,000 because she knows she was getting in the car with Honey Sale Real in the first place to make her want to like me more. I can't do that. It don't matter how sexy she is. It don't matter if she worked the club titsies and she just broke Rick Ross for 50,000 stripping. I can't do that. You know why? Because if the bitch get on the internet the next day and be like, man, that nigga Real cooked for me. I ain't gave that nigga a dollar. Man, I thought that nigga was some pimping. He ain't even break on me. He ain't go on my purse. Nigga, my career is over. My career is over. Nigga, listen, my career is over. Them whole, the Gamer, he can do all that. That's why when niggas get on there and they be like, oh, Gamer, you didn't break on the bitch. He don't got to break on the bitch because he's not no pimp like that. He's pimping. He will pimp on a bitch on the adjective, but he's not. The noun ain't a pimp. He's a player. He's a hustler. So I'm Huntersdale Rail, the pimp. I'm not just committing the act of pimping, and people don't understand the difference. Just because you have a hoe or you get some hoe money, everybody in California is pimping, if that's the case. Everybody done had a hoe. Everybody done broke on it. I got a partner that works on the Bay Bridge right now with a hooker. Does that make him a pimp? No, but that makes him pimping because he's committing the act of receiving earnings from a bitch living in the sex lifestyle. And people don't ever want to clarify the two. It's okay to be.
For sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So that I get mad at people that get up there and talk about my friend, you know, Gamer. Gamer's my friend. Don't talk about that nigga. He didn't break on the bitch or he wind and dine the bitch because he can do that. Gamer's not.
All you gotta do is put that him in front. That just clapped my Gamer. Like, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what the fuck going on, you feel me? If I was doing that, I would say that.
But I'm gonna spend the block so he could come back too, cause it won't let me add nobody else. I'm gonna come right back.
Let him up.
Yeah, man, this motherfucker slick back to Mac, man. Y'all talking about AKA Mac, motherfucking Gamer. Y'all talking about AKA Mr. Cook your bitch some salmon and buy roses. AKA Mr. Y'all talking about jumping off the motherfucking dresser in a bitch coochie made by the Lucci, man. Yeah, VLB was that. That's my introduction. Introduction, Swab.
That's right. Hey, Gamer, man, I looked at that gear. That shit fly as fuck, man.
Come on, man. You already got a deposit on it, man. Send me the rest so I can see you stuff. You already blessed me when I needed you at a time where I needed you, baby. I'm talking about.
Man, what's the deal? I understand, but you know,
that's why I'm talking about shit. Hey, you feel me?
Hey, that shit, I looked at I said, damn, that shit look good.
I've been building and building. But listen, let me get back to this pimping ass nigga, Honey Cell Real. Hey, check this out, Pete. I don't need you up here vouching for me, trying to give me
a disclaimer. Why not? I love you, though. Why not? If I ain't nobody gonna talk about my friends but me.
I've been knowing each other 21 years. That's a blessing.
Hey, ain't nobody finna talk about none of my friends but me, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, don't be talking about my partner, nigga, Tanny, what he's supposed to do, nigga. Playing with my partner on the internet, nigga. What the fuck's wrong with you, nigga?
Damn, what happened? Where'd they go?
Hey, but real. They kicked real after they kicked me? What happened?
Drop.
Nah, but look, this my thing. I'm finna tell real. Listen, bro, that's the point problem with this internet, right? A nigga say, oh, Gamer didn't break. Nigga don't know what the fuck I'm doing, nigga. Do I gotta sit here and show the trap church?
I'm back.
Now, listen, I get what you're saying, right? You so let me say something. When a nigga come out here playing with me, talking about what I ain't did, what they assume I ain't did, nigga don't know what, nigga don't know what I showed him, brother. A nigga don't know if a bitch gave me everything in her motherfucking bank account. Do I gotta show it to be considered something? Bro,
That's my whole point, though. But still,
a smart person could play dumb, but these dumb people can't play smart. They can't act like they're not smart.
I'm not letting nobody play with none of my partners. That's what I'm saying. I'm not letting nobody play with none of my partners.
Real. I get what you said, and I fuck with you, and I do the same thing. We really partners. We, like you said, we 20 in for the win. We've been down around for a long time.
Right.
But the point I'm making is, right? I troll myself, bro. The internet can't fuck with a nigga like me, bro. I am the Gamer, literally, bro. Like you say, I be macking, hustling, trapping. I stand on it. Nigga don't hear me up here trying to live a lifestyle I ain't living. I'm not going to get on here.
That's what I'm saying. Super I've never heard a Gamer say I'm a straight-laced pimp ever in my life.
Yeah, I don't cap, bro, because I'm not trying to fit in. Like you just said, where I was living, like, I be down with all my real pimp partners. These are my niggas. These niggas know Gamer sending something. But then I might spin the block and be like, church, you need some weed. I got apes. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Nigga.
Hey, you know anybody that needs? Yeah, for sure.
Real, you know, I'm like, nigga, you know, I got the woo-wop. Nigga, if we in Vegas, you know, I got
hit me with exactly.
Nigga, I got everything, bro. And I'm not gonna sit around here capping like, man, I'm just pipping. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. You know how many Mac offs I done had with niggas from Memphis, niggas from Chicago, LA, and Vegas, because Gamer is hustling and pulling up on they bitch, busting the play. And I have to tell them niggas, yeah, you know that bitch be calling me when she need that whoop.
And what though? That's, and that's not bad though, Gamer. You're not wrong for that though, Gamer.
Nigga, if I didn't bless her with the powwow, nigga.
Gamer, you're not wrong for that. You're not wrong for that.
No, I'm not wrong, nigga. What are you talking about?
Now, guess what? If it was me doing it, if it was me doing it, I would get crucified.
I'm still gonna tell you, nigga.
Boy, let Real do that.
That bitch out to eat.
Hey, but let Real do Real though. But no, but you standing on just straightism, so that's okay.
But why they? What straightism got to do with you taking a bad bitch on a motherfucking interview at a nice restaurant? Come on, man. This nigga dinosaur pimping.
No, listen. Like I said, like
nigga, you fossil pimpy church.
Look, I'ma say this. If you do other things with it, you know what I'm saying?
No, we ain't saying that. We know church straight leg pimping. We talking about me on that. I'm talking about even with church pimping. This nigga, you see what he just said? I ain't buying a bitch a red rose for motherfucking Valentine's.
No, but Suave, okay, longer than me, right? Hey, Suave, you've been pimping longer than me. So let me see if you agree with me on this, right? Okay, right. As me being a pimp, right, and I'm dealing with only, you know, females in the particular lifestyle. I'm not fucking with females that work, you know, at the library, or females that work for the Social Security office, make $100,000, or bitches that's lawyers. I'm fucking with straight, you know, strippers and hoes and, you know, escorts, right? So as me talking to them over the phone and on inbox, we messaging and shit, right? As her knowing what type of man I am, and I know what lifestyle she lives in, right? And once I pick the female up, right, that's where AOB starts at. Like, people don't understand, right, it's all on the bitch. Yeah, I'm not, we can go eat wherever she paying for, or I can go eat by myself, or she can go eat with her whole partners. Hey, bitch, you get in the car with Hennessy Rail to pimp, bitch. It's you got like Two Shorts say you from Oakland. Like Two Shorts say you from Oakland. Hey, bitch, treat me like a pimp. Yeah, that's what this generation is missing. They not getting treated like pimps, but they be around hoes, and they be trying to boo these hoes up and ladies up, and it's why these females got rights and feel like, oh, well, I'm a lady first. Bitch, you're a prostitute. If you want to get treated like a lady, stay out of the whole lifestyle. Go. Hey, man, like Sugar Free said, I never hit a woman, nah, but I slap the shit up out of a bitch. Why do you think he said it's a difference? Hey, man, I love my beautiful black women that's independent, you know, whatever they doing, and, you know, they work and supporting their kids. Hey, man, if you in the pimping hoe lifestyle on the track, you need a pimp. Stop trying to play. Stop trying to twist this game up, bro, to fit your life, bro.
Hold on. I got to pin this, cause, sweetheart, no, I'm sorry. I gotta go against what you're saying, and let I take the wheel on this one, simply because a real PA ain't just accepting anybody. So it ain't no any. That's your problem. There are people out here that's thirsty and gonna take whatever is given to them, but it's other people out here that's gonna stand on their principles and their business. You special to them. You ain't special to everybody, though. You feel me? So, like, I hear what you're saying, but, like, you gotta find somebody that works with your program.
And that's why that you met they call me an old nigga right there. That's with, why like, they call me an old nigga.
Just because she a 304 don't mean that you should want to take her money. What if we don't have good conversation? What if I can't stand to be around you? It's just certain shit that,
I just fired a bitch. I just fired her. I'll give you a prime example. Everybody know this. I just fired a bitch the other day, right? I'm in San Francisco. She did. I tried, Gamer. You know, she was on E14. It was a convention in San Francisco. I said, bitch, check this out. If I take you from E14 and try to upscale you to play the boars and shit, right? Ain't that, Gamer? We trying to upscale these hoes, right? So I took her off the blade, right? And I put her in a boar. And I put her in the Hilton in a hotel, right? And guess what she didn't do? She didn't conduct herself like the hoe she claimed she wanted to be. The bitch got drunk. She got frustrated. And guess what happens? She started disrespecting me because she couldn't handle that level. So now talking to me. So now you're talking to me out of character, and you're disrespecting me, right? So when she finally did get some money, I didn't accept it. I told the bitch, here go your stuff and go about your funky ass business, because my respect and my principles means more than that money. Because if I would have took that money, that bitch knows the next day she can go out and disrespect me even more and even more and even more.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
But I just put somebody on super ice. Like, you're not getting a response, you're not getting nothing, because what I tell everybody I talk to, and it ain't even just game related, my respect is not negotiable. My respect don't have no price on it. I don't give a fuck how much money we getting together. You're not gonna disrespect me. And if you do, you're not gonna be around me. I'll figure it out somewhere else. What? You
know, and that's the type of niggas that end up in jail. That's the type of niggas that end up in jail. Domestic violence. They done beat the bitch up. The bitch done stole all that shit once they go to jail because they didn't stand on it from the beginning. They let the shit fester. Man, if you let a glass, if you got a cracked windshield and you don't fix that little crack, eventually the whole damn windshield gonna be split. I'm letting people know. So once a bitch put a crack in my pimping on my program, the bitch gotta go. I might try to repair the bitch one time. If my repairs don't work, nigga, I'm not gonna keep repairing. For no prostitute, for no trap, ain't no hoe bigger than my pimping. I don't give a fuck I don't give a fuck Kim Kardashian, nigga. Fuck that bitch too, nigga.
I highly believe the way you go in is the way you come out. So if you know, and the standards that you got for your situation, if you want it like that, you got to start it like that. But to answer your question, right, ain't nothing wrong with you standing on that old school law, goddamn it, because that's the right way. But it's like, everybody, like, I'm going to give you, like, everybody different with their style and what, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you an example. I'll be 8-9 deep on DC track. I'm in Georgetown in the club. Niggas call it, man, I'm on the track, where you famous at? They sweat me crazy. And I'm like, man, you can't knock the bitch. You can't knock me. You might better off have me in the bar where I'm, whatever the fuck I'm doing. Go on, work. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas would be like, why I'm supposed to be here on the club? My nigga, cuz I did my pimping at the house.
Exactly.
Get them motherfuckers out the door. So I ain't gonna babysit. I'm over here trying to catch another bitch. I'm in a couple. I'm a turnout artist. God damn it. I'm a turnout artist.
That's what I was telling Gamer yesterday. Hey, about turnout artists. Like I said, I'm not a turnout artist. I'm a knockoff specialist. So it's a different type of.
So hold on. Look. So that's when the styles are different. I knock bitches out trap, but I'm a turnout specialist. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga that's not a turnout specialist might look at me like, what the fuck you doing up in there? I'm doing what the fuck I want to do because I done turned these bitches out. I'm going to turn me some more out. And that's how my program go. And my hoes with that because I turned them out like that. You feel what I'm saying?
No, so, exactly. Vice versa. Now, right now, I got hoes that I knocked off the track right now. If I go in a club that ain't, you know, a strip club or something, they're like, real, what you doing? What kind of square shit you on?
You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I understand. No, you ain't doing nothing wrong, and everybody's style is different. But whatever your style is, it has to stay in the perimeters of the line of how this shit go. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to accept it, whatever style you choose to live in.
Look, Logo, let me address you real quick, Logo, because don't think for one second that because I'm a female, my principles are different. Like, I was raised by Chance, straight lace, my dad. This didn't come from no internet, no YouTube, no none of that shit. First of all, I'm a sapiosexual. I don't know if you know what that means, but I go off of intelligence. I don't even be having sex like that. Like, that's literally a holiday coming from me. Yeah, so, no, I feel you, but don't think that if I got your bitch is because I'm putting her in a pretzel. It's because I done fucked her brain, and now she don't want to go nowhere else. Just clarify that, because it ain't always no freaky deaky shit. Bitches don't even like that shit.
Hey, Logo,
they have sex for a living. They ain't trying bitch. To I'm go diving home off and the, fuck on
I'm
nothing
diving off
real.
The motherfucking I get your bitch, Logo, I'm diving off the dresser, nigga.
I'm screaming.
Crazy, girl. Don't say that. Don't.
I'm diving off the dresser, big five.
Hold on. Hey, Big Sam, I got a person up here. She been waiting. I want to get your perspective because you keep saying that, but you ran when they came in the room. So I'm gonna give you like one more chance. Hold on,
drop me down. I'll come back.
Yeah, I gotta bring up because she was supposed to be
the
going at it with real, but you've been
beautiful.
Running all night.
Little night night. How do you say her name?
You've been
fine
running
ass.
All night. You've been running all night.
She getting money.
So what you mean they not following the rules? You said real pimping don't exist no more earlier in the inbox. You were saying a lot.
No,
we need to hear
it.
What
you
talking about?
My story, and you had said something, and I had said something back because it don't. The fuck?
Why do you think real pimping don't exist?
Real
no more?
Pimping.
I've only been outside for one about 6-7 months. So
okay. So now let's just listen, y'all. Just let her listen, y'all. Just I'm gonna shut up right now. Let me put that on mute.
Oh, she did not get beat up.
No, I want to listen to this expert right now. Hey, look, how old are you? Wait, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 19. I just turned
19. She's 19 and been in the game 6 months. I'm 41 years old and been in the game 21 years. I'm about to shut up. Let me shut up.
Okay, so from only I can tell from what I experienced, a nigga on boyfriend shit with me, and you saying one thing about this bitch, and then it just it be hella little shit going on, and then when I react, it's I'm tripping, and I'm running wild, and this, and this, but I'm not even trying to say too much. I'm just these niggas be all boyfriend shit. I can't. I have not. I don't know how to put it. Every nigga I've had has been on some boyfriend shit. So
what you saying? You need a reference? I got like 10 young niggas I can refer you to. Don't say. You want a reference? I know young kids from New York, from New Orleans, from LA.
Because one, you know, wasn't. But.
No, talk serious. No, be serious. No. Talk like a grown woman. We want to hear what you're saying.
I have seen 50,000 before I was homie. Before I was homie. So. It ain't.
Take your hand off the mic, baby girl.
I said I'm gonna get to pop it because I cannot. So I cannot.
So do you be on girlfriend shit? Only that was a question in the comments.
When a nigga be on boyfriend shit with me?
So I got a question. Why though? Why though? Once you see a nigga doing boyfriend shit, why don't you leave? Why do you do girlfriend shit back? Why? Watch this answer. Watch this answer. Why? Okay. Just watch this, y'all.
Now when I try to leave, now you want to beat the bitch up and do all extra shit.
Oh my gosh, but you was on some girlfriend shit with him, though.
And he was on some boyfriend shit with me.
But so listen,
so, so
listen, what I'm saying, so she's not catching what I'm putting down. She's not catching what I'm putting down, bro.
My turnout was my nigga before I even started homing. So, and everything else was just, it just seemed normal. So when I got turned out, I wasn't told specific shit, like, you feel me? I'm hearing from my grandpa and shit, like, oh, like, you feel me?
Tell soaking up some. Your grandpa said hi. I probably grew up around him. What's your grandpa name? Put your grandpa on the live. Put your grandpa on the live right now. Let me talk to your grandpa, cause he got some sense. But go ahead.
My fuck it. They're throwing me off. My grandpa is at home though, but my grandpa not fucking with me right now because.
I bet he ain't, but go ahead.
I was gonna say, I basically told him what was going on, and he was telling me.
Just listen, y'all, just listen to this shit, y'all, just listen.
I was telling him what was going on, and he was like, okay, well, that's on you and a nigga, but you out here basically being a renegade and shit, and all this and this. He mad at me because he know I'm going against the game, and I laughed because he had said something, but he was being dead ass serious, and I laughed. And I was
he should have slapped the shit out of you. He should have slapped the shit out of you.
My life froze. Can y'all see me too?
I'm trying to accept Shark, but
no.
No, don't. Hey, let her say this before Shark get up here. Please let her. Please let her.
I'm gonna have to restart the live anyway.
I just feel like you miss pimping and I'm miss hoeing. So what the fuck? You feel like it's okay, so I feel like it's okay. These so be making shit seem like it's okay. So
I got a question, right? So I got a question. Do two wrongs make a right?
No, we don't, but
So if you know somebody's doing, like, if say your hoe partner, right, was drinking and driving, right, and she was on the wrong lane, would you tell her to pull over and let you out the car, or would you encourage her to keep driving head on in traffic?
No,
be serious, I'm asking you a life or death. Your life depends on it. Every time you get in a car with a trick, your life depends on it since you're in this game. If something happens to you tonight, I would worry about you. This is why I need you to understand. I did 5 years on probation and 6 months for running a trick over back when the 30s was popping on E14. So y'all don't know y'all history of the game about the people who came before y'all. If a trick was helping you, right, if a trick was hurting you right now, right, I'm on E14. I would jump out and help you. This is how serious I am about the game. So you need to be serious about your life and talk serious. This is why your grandfather got mad, because he don't want nothing to happen to his granddaughter. He don't want, I got daughters. The way you talking right now and the way you treating your life ain't right, my nigga. This shit ain't no joke, bro. You're in the streets right now and you're giggling about your lifestyle and other lifestyles that you and your whole partners is participating in. Don't you know if the home, if one of the home, if a hoe gets something happened to her on E14 and 13th right now, do you know how bad that would fuck up the track for everybody, including y'all young bitches? Do you know how many police would be out there right now? Do you know how fucked up the track would be if something happened to one of y'all young hoes for real? Let three young hoes come up missing in Oakland off that track and see how the homicide, the FBI, everything be outside. Y'all gonna be like, damn, we should have listened to Real back then when I told them they was gonna put the barricades up like they did. Didn't nobody want to listen to me. Hey, y'all stop throwing condoms in front of them people houses. Stop disrespecting them people houses, man. Have respect for them people. You know what the female said on the interview on the news? She said the people need to mind their business. These people own houses. These people, they live a square life. They got kids to go to take their kids to school at 7:30 in the morning. They don't want no prostitute fucking condoms in front of their house. And now look at the track fucked up. They got barricades from here to Houston. Because people don't take this shit serious. Y'all fucking up my life. My daughter, 15 years old, right? When my daughter need an iPhone 27, right? Her daddy got to get it from pimping on E14. And because y'all generation not taking it serious, y'all fucking up my life that I've been doing since before you was born. Y'all don't see that. Y'all don't see that. Y'all think we'd be outside for nothing? Guess what? Say there was no pimps outside. Do you know how much shit would happen to hoes? If there was no pimps outside, y'all just outside naked with $200, $300, $400 in y'all pocket. Do you know how many niggas that we all know from, because we all come from the hood. Do you know how many niggas, how many hoes would come up robbed? Do you know how many tricks would be like, oh man, they would be molesting hoes and do you know the whole reason why pimps are here in the first place? Do you even know that? Like y'all don't understand that we're not the problem. When I drive down the track with the microphone, or I jump out on the track and I get the sweating hoes and breaking hoes up, it's because the tricks who are older than me are driving by looking at y'all looking like, man, I'm only doing this bitch $50.
Okay. Now, I do want to say this. Now, you're going to want to have a mind of your own, baby girl, and I knew that was about to happen. And I'm about to start the live over, because we not going, my bitch too good to be on here. Well, you're the reason why she has the mindset that she does about the game, if we're going to be completely honest. And you're hurt.
Man. And these hoes got turned out wrong. See, that's
girl, but after
and she got turned out wrong, man.
And why
she got turned out wrong.
The situation and how you started screaming at the phone at a certain point in the conversation when talking to me and Shark, you're traumatized by a personal situation that you went through, and you're convincing every female that is willing to listen to you to feel like you feel. That's how I feel about that. I'm gonna restart the live on that note, because it's mad people trying to come up. To how Shorty is coming in the comments, you would have thought that Ro was up here disrespecting this girl.
No, I don't. I respect her. No, I never disrespected her. I never disrespected her at all. I want her to win. I wanted to win.
And you was letting her know what it really is. Now, if you keep on coming from that emotional perspective, from what you
do
with your folks,
bad blood with her,
you got going on, you're missing the message every time, Shorty. You're going to miss the message. Every time.
This is why the game was good 20 years ago. You know why? Because when I turned out a hoe, I told them straight up, hey, bitch, you liable to get robbed. You liable to get raped. You going to go through hella shit. See, these hoes got turned out to Fantasy Island on an out call. They got turned out straight to getting some money. So they missed the whole respect. I told hoes, you got to respect every pimp, not just your pimp. Any pimp driving down the track, you got to respect them. I don't give a fuck if he in a bucket. I don't give a fuck the nigga riding a bus. I don't give a fuck if the nigga's in a Bentley. Bitch, if that nigga spits any type of pimping out the window to you, you got to treat that man with respect, because he's still a man and he's still in the lifestyle. This generation, it wasn't turned out. From everything I just heard, sounds like the last 10 years of the game, and that's why the game fucked up. A whole bunch of hurt females who trusted a nigga instead of the lifestyle in the game. Hey, that's what it sounds
Exactly. Right. Look, I'm about to restart it so I can bring Shark up. He's been trying to come up for a minute.
Welcome to the Chili Dub Club. Hey, I told Shawty, don't call me Cardi, don't call me T, don't call me Star, call me Cairo. And when you spell my name, make sure you put the apostrophe above the E. Suave, let's
Shawty go. Shawty gon' drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dancing like diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like
okay,
a Pisces.
Okay, look at Shawty, she go off. She shaking that ass on me, hold on. Gotta move to the left. Strap to the right and the safety ain't on, it might go off. Undefeated, let's go body for body. Baddies on baddies, this shit is a hobby. Been fucking this bitch for some years, he thinking he big dog. He ain't know nothing about it.
Ain't approaching the bitch, she was choosing. See the drip, baby, what you gon' do with it? She wanna come drip with the crew, got a Leo Virgo and a Scorpio too.
She shaking that ass like a thrill of something. I love this little bitch, she see a little bitch that I like and gon' get it from me. I'ma play, I dare you to steal it from me.
She gon' drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces.
I'm cocky, but when they block me, still gotta watch me. Bitches, I'm popping. Bitches, I'm viral. I pump your idol. I'm on that timing, bitch, I'm a rock star. And she gon' throw that pussy for the gang. Lil' bitch, I'm a rock star. Baby, these jewels real, you can drip on my chains. Drip like a Pisces, she see the signs. On Cardi Migos and Vanilla Skies. When we land, see the drip, know you see the vibes. When we land, she gon' drip like a couple times. She said, can you say it in Spanish? I said, babe, you know I'm disrespectful. Que lo que yo quiero tu cuerpo. Shawty gon' drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. Way that she moving, she dance like my diamonds. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the crib and drip like a Pisces.